With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump visits Texas today to assess catastrophic flooding that has killed at least 120 people. The president planning to tour affected areas by air, meet first responders, and speak with victims' families. At a news conference Thursday, Fredericksburg, Texas, Fire Marshal Reagan Rabke says the search for flood victims is an extremely painstaking process.
When I say piles, we're talking about debris piles 20, 30 feet high that are big enough to have a whole RV still in them and not be seen. That's a massive amount of debris that we're trying to clear, and we have heavy equipment working, and we're having to dig through it by hand as well. Just because the machines can go through it, we have to be very methodical about what we're doing.
The audio courtesy of KSAT, more than 160 people still listed as missing. Officials in southern New Mexico say the number of homes destroyed and damaged by a deadly flash flood will only rise as crews survey more neighborhoods in the mountain village of Ruidoso. They put the tally at least at 200. Two children died. The State Department firing over 1,300 employees in line with a dramatic reorganization plan. This was lauded by President Trump's administration as overdue and necessary to make the department leaner and more efficient. In health news, the CDC finds nearly a third of young Americans have prediabetes.
The data from 2023 shows nearly one in three aged 12 to 17 had it. That's far higher than a previous estimate that the condition affects about one in five. Prediabetes puts a person at risk for developing type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and other metabolic problems. I'm Ben Thomas.
And on Wall Street, the Dow dropping 282 points. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on abortion pills.
Specifically, whether it's okay for women, even those in states where abortion is banned, to receive the drugs through the mail. The Public Religion Research Institute poll finds that 68% of the general population says yes, abortion pills in the mail are fine. The survey also reveals that majorities of nearly all religious groups also approve of abortion by mail. And amongst white evangelical Protestants, a surprising 50% approve. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Under a report to the Australian government on curbing anti-Semitism, universities would lose government funding unless they address attacks on Jewish students. Australian universities have been the center of several pro-Palestinian protests. Anti-Semitic incidents, including assaults, vandalism, threats, and intimidation, have surged more than threefold in Australia in the year after Hamas attacked Israel in 2023. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump has informed Canada that its new tariff rate will be 35% starting on August 1st. The Canadian Prime Minister says his country will keep working toward a new trade framework with the U.S. Meanwhile, Brazil is vowing retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. if the president follows through on 50% import taxes. Bitcoin climbed to a new all-time high today, briefly rising above $118,000, before settling around $117,600. Microsoft Outlook users had trouble accessing their email accounts over the past 2 days. The company says affected systems are back online. Ford is recalling over 850,000 cars and trucks in the U.S. because of a potential fuel pump failure and potentially cause an engine stall while driving. I'm Greg Clugston.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.